Yeah, and so, well, what we're seeing here is that
okay,
you're going to go for an annual permit, but under these reasons you can get an annual permit, and I don't see that mobile cranes are probably something that we want to be going up and if,
no.
I don't know how many go through. I don't think that these really fit, and
well,
all of a sudden...
Well, if they're going to go get a permit, do we want to decide that or let the commissioner decide what fits? I mean, I'm just wondering if we want to, what detail level we want to...
Well, I think we just pick which one of these permits that, what kind of permit, under what conditions can they get a permit?
An annual permit?
And it's done online, so that nobody, you don't have to go before a judge and get this. The commissioner doesn't need to review it. Review your documentation. That was one thing, is that you are sort of scouts on it, that this is
okay.
Your...
Okay, but now we're going to take, you want to cross out mobile cranes? You want
to
cross...
We don't have to cross out anything. We just have to make... We're
or
not even... This language isn't going to appear in our amendment. We're only using the A4 amendment. What she would be doing then is inserting an A4 on line 2.15. She would put subdivision 5, paragraph D number 1. She would just add in number 2. So on line 2.16 on amendment A4, she would just be adding in...
Oh, one subdivision 5, paragraphs 1.
Paragraph D, number 2.
Number 2.
She would just put in the number 2.
I see.
That's all it would take. I think we're going with the A4 here, and with that added. I mean, if this, you know, is successfully, which I hope at this point it is, it goes into law, if something arises, we can address it in that session. But so far, no one has brought any to our attention that this would not accommodate. At least that we had any desire to accommodate.
Mr. Mayor?
I'm fine. I mean, the city would support this.
So do you agree that's the easiest solution?
I'm just, my only hesitancy is if this construction equipment, machinery and supplies, if somebody delivered a, I mean, we're taking out implements of husbandry when the movement is not made according to the permit.
The implements of husbandry can still go across the bridge as long as they're within the 55
right.
feet and fit on that size truck. Mm-hmm. It's just, this is just for the oversized permit. And I think most implements of husbandry are small enough or they're to haul and tie like combines,
okay.
It should be by husbandry.
Mobile cranes. We're saying they cannot get a permit to do that annually. They could get a daily.
No.
There's nothing. nothing
no
but
dailies.
Annual.
You get an annual.
There's no dailies for
if
us.
If you want to use the bridge, I think if we go back to why did we want to have permits, it was to address
the
needs of regular business folks.
And so then you want to lock up the annuals so that it's not abused.
Right.
Plus, daily is a monitoring problem because the police can get, you know, police chief sees a truck, they don't know if they have a permit, and they'd have to be checking everyone, you know.
Yep.
So whereas this is, they'll know the ones who have the regular annual permit, they'll become familiar with the few people that have it.
So all these other fees are out. Were we leaving the fee at 120 or?
Yeah,
I think we leave it at 120.
I don't know. Mayor, do you want to try, do we want to do that since MnDOT didn't come?
If the city were to do this, I'd say do it for free. I think permits as well as possible.
And not put a special fee in that it's already there, and that could mean a higher or lower fee,
yeah.
That we're going with what's pretty standard.
Yeah.
But see, Stillwater just lowered their whole budget 10%. So they're not, they're very cost conscious. Your thoughts on the fee?
I like I said, keep it as low as possible, especially if you're trying to accommodate local commerce.
I can see leaving it the way it is, except we're already messing with the lots, so that kind of opens up. I mean, it doesn't.
Except remember that we've got. We're also looking at the fact of some
consequences for not showing up.
The only people we've heard from are people that are in the construction trades.
Mm-hmm.
And
use it several times per day, so they get plenty of
like those
year-long people. Permit.
I think we need them.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that it's an annual permit. We're only issuing it for construction equipment, machinery, and supplies. I think it, I would like something more like $20.
Well, so I think they're going to have a special way to go online and apply for it, that they're going to have to then get a permit. Maybe they have a permit already, Ray, for something else, and then they're going to have to get a different permit for this.
Mm-hmm. That would make it even more reason to reduce it, wouldn't
they're
it?
Have to,
All we would do is, go ahead, Representative Dean.
Well, I just think that just in general, it's good to not mess with a section of statute if you don't have to. And if we didn't do anything to the statute at all, what would be the harm in that if we just left it as it is for the annual permitting?
Because otherwise, this particular case and Stillwater would be unique in the whole state for permitting it oversized. And so it would be unique. I mean, that you can do that, but you have to write special language in here to do that. It wouldn't be an easy reference like it is now in the text.
Well, aren't we already changing it by, I mean, couldn't we say, except for a permit fee of $20, like on, where are we at?
The issue is how they would handle that online. It would have to be a kind of a special permit. And that may actually cost MnDOT more money. I'm not
how is it special, the price?
The price would be different, that it would have to be if you're applying for here, then you could apply for an oversized permit.
Where are we going to reference this list again?
It's in A4, on line 2.14 through 2.16.
And what we're going to have to do with this is there's going to have to be some public education that when the restrictions go up, that there's going to have to be some sort of announcements of, for those local businesses that are using this particular section of highway, how they can get a permit and what the process is. And MnDOT is trying to make it as easy as possible by, you know, having this an online process.
Mm-hmm.
And if they have to sort of then start changing their process to accommodate a special permit for Stillwater, there might be a cost to that as well.
Okay,
this primarily. My understanding, the cost of this permit is to be able to run the system.
But they do have different fees. They have 120 here. They have 300 somewhere else.
Well,
they have
I was
going
to say, Kathy, it's MnDOT themselves who offered language to make this one special at 300.
Right,
so
at 300. Right.
I don't know what ease is or lack of ease.
So my thought is
this is not a crucial sticking point for me, that so I'm agreeable to either leaving the statute or ignoring it.
If
you want to explore that.
Okay, good. If we're going to change this anyway and go to 2, you know, as outlined in paragraph 2, line 2 or whatever, then, you know, we could put the fee right in here instead of here and not amend statute.
Right.
I think we'd have to put it in the fee section, too. Because that says where the fee goes and all
so
that.
I think you then go to the A5 amendment, but with a different number than 300.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Then you have the longer amendment.
Just because we're changing the fee?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So then we'd have to get rid of... because I don't want it... The other thing is it won't... to Wisconsin, we start charging all that money.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. Glad you can make it. So then we'd have to put it in here. So you were not wanting to change anything.
Oh.
Well, typically, I mean, the whole idea of a fee is that it reflects the cost of doing that regulation. So I don't know where the 120 originally came from. We don't always do that precisely, government, but that's the intent. That's why we call it a fee rather than a tax, because it's supposed to recoup the cost of actually overseeing that area. So I when you mentioned $20, I mean, I have no idea what the cost of this regulation will be. It seems like more of it falls on our local police rather than on the state. The state's getting the money. So it's in this instance, it depends on what the original justification for.
Are you on page 5 here?
We're on
A5
and...
In China, A4.
Senator Bedford is suggesting a different fee that's currently in statute. It's a $120 fee for an oversized permit. MnDOT had recommended this, we don't know quite why, raising it, he's actually recommending it, making it much lower.
Well, I know why MnDOT recommended 300.
Discourage.
They said to specifically discourage. We're, since it's an annual permit, and then it's been suggested, just to bring it up to speed, I think it's been suggested that by Senator Salzman and Representative Bunn, that we take the, on page 3 of the A5 amendment, there's a list of things you can get a permit for, like 3.10. And that we just have number 3.16 be the only, or no, I'm sorry, number 2 be the only one. So we were going to, since we were messing with this, and I thought, well, maybe we should go back and look at the fee. And so that's where we're at, we're pretty much.
Oh, okay.
Because this is the permitting that we're not creating special permitting. We're just using what's already an existing statute.
Well, yeah. Then it should be 120. That's what's an existing statute, right?
Well, there's in this place, but there's all over the place, there's different fees for different things.
Let me ask the mayor, might there be a double-decker bus that doesn't cross the bridge but is on this section of street? Potentially, we have a tourist bus that goes down and turns behind it behind the water tunnel.
You could, but there'd be other ways they could get there if they wanted to get to the water.
But we wanted to say, but again, if they did, they would.
I don't know if they've ever seen one, but okay. Yeah, it's very
much. But just looking at, is there any, are there any folks that would use that particular section of road? Do we have any mobile cranes that might be working on the bridge?
Working on the bridge is a, it's exclusive.
But I agree, the buses, we were wanted to be extremely cautious about limiting them.
So maybe just to be safe.
Buses wouldn't be aware of getting an annual permit, though, either. They're more of a, like, occasional use, and they probably wouldn't be thinking about this anyway.
Does the annual permit get affixed to the truck, or does it go by the driver?
Vehicle?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's truck.
It's by truck.
In the Bonnie, it's per truck, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what we're... Where we're at. Representative Dean.
I'm just wondering if we're missing anything, if we're only looking at construction vehicles going across, if we're going to get bid by...
Should we vote?
You guys got a vote?
So this is the Pavlov's dog syndrome. That bell rings and we all get up and run. So.
I missed a couple votes. I'm liking this.
Probably, like.
I have to know, here's my cell phone. Call me if you don't know how to vote.
Is the house back in?
Yeah.
Let's
go get excused.
Yeah. Did you get excused?
No.
Yeah.
Get like
if
nine.
If they're taking it in government.
Get nine nasty NRA amendments you have to vote on.
Were they taking that one up first?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I should go check.
You're voting for cop killer bullets on Highway 94.
Okay. So did you get figured out why we're going?
I don't know. I mean, if we didn't pull out these exceptions for cranes and stuff like that, I'm just...
Which?
I just don't want to get hit with somebody coming back saying you screwed up my business because you messed with
it. We can leave it. We can go the other way. We can leave the whole list under D. And if we have problems that occur, then we can address that in the future.
Yeah. Don't get. You look so sad.
So let's do D.
Which way do you want to do?
Okay. So let's do D. And
I don't think these people are going to want to enter permit anyway.
Yeah. Okay. So we'll never be able to get across the bridge.
So what are we going to do?
So go with the entire list of D.
Just
do
A4.
Let's
just grab the A4.
Yeah.
Your thoughts?
I think that, you know, I guess I'd like to hear, my thoughts are I'd like to hear what MnDOT has to say because...
Probably if they thought it was important enough to come for.
Did they know about the meeting?
Yes.
Oh, they did.
Oh, they did.
Yeah.
So
because if they don't like it, it'll go down.
So if they don't like
to veto.
No.
Okay,
you don't,
sorry.
They don't like the permit, a fee is what you're saying, maybe?
I think they'd be fine with the fee.
Yes,
I think they have assumed all along that you're allowing daily permits and job permits. And I think this will come as a big surprise to them, that those kinds of permits are not being allowed, that only the annual permit is allowed.
We made it pretty clear, didn't we, Representative Bonin, Senators? I mean,
with
Scott.
I mean, Jean Halverson's email made me think that, that they kind of missed the thrust of this.
I know that they're having hard this is what I was described to me, that they're very, that they're having hard work.
Right.
This is not, they're doing this.
Well, once you show up then and make sure, because
yes.
we've asked them.
Well, I get the sense that the idea of permitted exemptions came from us, not from them. So I don't know why they
that
didn't
we actually
any
were not looking at any
about the daily
all.
Trips and all that.
And so
because
if
without
we're looking
it,
at this as a way
we
to
added
help
that.
Local businesses,
yeah.
then, yeah.
So.
But regular users, not occasionally.
We could.
Well, you know, you make an annual permit. Those guys want to sneak across there on a daily basis. They're not going to be able to do it. I think MnDOT's
it's easier to
missing,
monitor.
Yeah, I think MnDOT's missing the boat here.
Yeah.
They think that they need to have
you
annual
monitor.
Or monthly permits instead of
or daily
permits.
Daily
permits.
Yeah.
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 I think
yeah.
an annual permit probably makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know.
So we're going to leave that section.
I mean, if they have a serious one-time use that they absolutely have to do it, they could pay the $120 from the annual and still do it. So yeah.
there
so
you go. Exactly.
So we're really going with the A4 amendment.
I think
yeah.
we are.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was our.
Which
original.
One is the?
If the house, if you're okay, you gotta.
Well, so are you okay with sticking with the 120?
I am okay.
Or,
I well, is the city okay?
We're okay.
Yeah,
with the
we,
120.
We fully support
for,
this.
I
need
mean, for an annual permit 120.
Yeah.
Representative Dean.
At 120, annual.
That's if that's where I mean I'm willing to do it. I would rather do it for 20, but because they didn't show up. But that's I mean I have no opinion.
Well, we should try to stay as close as to being consistent with what we've got on the books. You know.
Which week?
Otherwise, those other guys are going
to
scream.
Those
they're
other
go, how come we're paying
120
and
so, yeah.
and they're paying
is there bigger,
25?
These are big picture policy issues.
That's why. Oh, that's why we got the mayor.
That's what we got the
mayor.
Could I just suggest,
visionary.
Okay. On the A4, those the lines 2.13 to 2.16. I think I changed them a little bit on the A5 to try to clarify the language. So on the A5, 2.13 to 2.16, I think is a little bit more clear. And I specified in there also the portion of the highway
yeah,
described
yeah, yeah,
in the paragraph.
Right.
Yeah, just incorporate
yeah,
the A5
great.
Portion of that within the
okay.
So we would be incorporating what?
Well, it's the A5 2.13 to 2.16, except for that reference to 169.86, we would
right.
add subdivision
right.
5, paragraph D.
Yes, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We're back to the A4.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so that move.
Yes.
And second and doesn't have to be second. Okay. Okay. Adopted. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
There we go.
Now opposed? Okay. Now we're at what else do we have to do?
Effective date, have you done it? That's
this is complicated as
the
other.
We have an effective date in here.
The effective date
right.
for the signs is the direction to the commissioner to post signs is immediate, and then the other two or the other section takes effect
afterwards.
When the signs are.
I wonder if we should take that out and make it August. Does anybody
take,
do you think
what
do you think an immediate effective date is brilliant on this?
No, they need time to put up the signs and stuff.
I think
yeah.
so too. What do you think? You've done this before. What would you
Well, we can, you know, you don't have to say August 1st per se. You know, we can direct them to do it as soon as reasonably possible.
Well, this section is affected the day the commissioner
arrests
signs.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
the one
that is reasonable.
Yeah, yeah, that's, well, hold on here a second.
We're looking at 220. On the 84, we're looking at 229, 230.
Was
Yeah, well, you know, one on the bottom, you can't have this section, you know, section two can't... Yeah, be before they get the signs up, so...
Do you think?
We start getting fines right away.
Well, that's true. If you want to pick somebody's pocket.
If you're into that.
Little bait there for...
Yeah. I don't know, what do you think, Bonnie? Is there a way that we can do this so that they give them enough time to do the signs, but then just say once the signs are up, then...
Must be effective by...
But we don't want to give them in that 6 years either.
Well, I think you could say right in the, like on 221, you could say no later than blank, the commissioner.
So that goes to the mayor. Do we want to have this before November, and do we want to have this before tourist season, and maybe by July 1st?
Ideally, to provide some relief.
Should we look at July, by July 1st? Because I think we also talked about the city has offered to perhaps help with the signs as well.
You'd be more happy to
do. Yeah, that's 2 months. Should we do that?
Yeah.
It'll give people time to get accustomed to it.
And educate people, because it's by July 1st, so it could be June 25th, but maybe the 21st of July.
Mm-hmm. So you want to say June 25th, or by July 1st? At what time?
It's by July 1st.
Okay.
That gives us 6 weeks.
So you move in? Where would it go?
I would suggest on 2.21 after the A, no later than July 1, 2009, comma, and then leave the effective date immediate, because then it's effective. It's a direction to the commissioner. If the commissioner moves faster, so be it.
Discussion.
Oh, okay. No, that makes perfect sense. Yeah.
On, Dean? All in favor? Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Motion's adopted. Representative Bonnie?
This last little bit of discussion raised for me the question of not specifying how the public is to be educated. Now, the public will read signs that say there's a 55-foot limit. But our little guy with the 55-and-a-half-foot truck that needs to get his annual permit, which we know up in our district, doesn't know from the sign that he needs to go get an annual permit. So what is our education mechanism?
Maybe that's where, perhaps, I don't know if we want to put all of this into statute, but there could be another sign posted permitting, oversized vehicles for permit contact or something, or... Maybe the police are going to need to be down there.
That's what I was going to suggest. I think
maybe
the city...
Maybe the first week is saying, we're going to stop trucks and give them information.
These are the
suppliers.
Do some, educational stops.
And they're willing to do that without putting statute.
Maybe give them a warning.
Yeah, exactly.
About it for a while.
Yeah.
No. Well, the sign could say...
How about we just put in clause C and say the mayor has to stand on the bridge passing out flyers?
He'd probably be willing to do it.
And
report the actual truck length of every...
Yeah.
And then he's going to give them all our phone numbers.
What if the sign says, instead of, you can't come in, say, by permit only?
You could say the total length combination is 55 or by permit.
Or trucks larger than trucks longer than 55 feet by permit only.
But
we're kind of advertising the permit then.
MnDOT will be able to be appropriate sign with this language.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't think that's a problem. They're in the sign business, and since 3M makes it, I got no problem giving them money for those signs.
And 120. Okay.
We want to pay for the signs. Most of the time, we make the whole communities pay for the signs. But we're not going
to. Well, we volunteered to do that.
They already volunteered to do it.
Really? We'll do Wisconsin.
It was in one of the.
But it depends on how bad Keith rolls them in the binding.
Yeah.
We're missing those gun votes.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay.
What's that lady? Little Annie Oakley, you're missing your NRA votes.
Mr. Mayor, on the bill.
Yes.
You're okay with it?
I am fine with it.
City of Stillwater is okay with it?
City of Stillwater supports this.
Thank you. Anybody, any other comments?
Like, we need a repealer when the new bridge is completed.
But it'll be closed.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it had turned back into a pedestrian. You know, we already got, you guys already got all that.
Well, I mean, just to get it off the books.
Well, I'm not sure, though, that we want a repealer in there, even if they built the bridge.
Being facetious.
Because it wouldn't be, that turn would be bad.
And all your rum runners and scale runners, and, all the horrid things that we're stopping. Okay.
So thank you, Senator Handy, here.
On the bill.
Yeah, thanks.
Good job. Very good work.
Likewise.
Should we vote on the bill?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'd make a motion to adopt the conference committee report as amended.
All in? Second? Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion prevails, conference committee.
All right.
Senator Handy, are you okay with getting the report for signing tomorrow?